Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Beis. We left off by posing a question. We'll do Chazara over the question as well. But the question that we posed yesterday was what happens if you have a Baal who divorces his wife? So we know that so long as the woman is married to the Baal has the ability to be made for her nedarim. If she's in a suah, the Baal could be made for her nedarim on his own. If she's in arusa, the Baal could be made for her nedarim along with the shutfis with the father. So together with the father. So the question is, what happens if the woman takes a neder and then the guy divorces the woman? So we asked, is that action of divorcing the woman, is that act of divorcing the woman like shtika? Is it no worse than simply being silent? Or does it show something affirmative? Or when he divorces the woman, is it actually like a kiyum? Why would it be a kiyum? So we explained yesterday, it might be a kiyum because when he divorces the woman, he's showing that he knows he's taking the woman out of his rishus. He's no longer able to be mefer her nedarim. So is it like a kiyum or is it like a shtika? And we said, lamai nafkamina. Well, the nafkamina is what happens if he divorces her and then takes her back in marriage. And then takes her back in marriage later that day. So the question is, is he then able to be made for the neder after already having divorced the woman? So today on the on Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, we're going to try to bring rayas back and forth as to whether gerushin is like shtika or gerushin is like kiyum, and we're going to wind up leaving this question unresolved. We're not going to be able to prove one way or another in the Gemara, and then on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the Mishnah there is going to talk about a certain ploy or a certain tactic that Talmidei Chachamim used to use before their daughters left their house, or Talmid Chacham would use before he would marry a girl, in order to make sure that all of the nedarim that she may have taken up until that point would be mufer, in order to make sure that she's given a clean slate legabe all the nedarim that she may have had. That is then going to launch us into a discussion of how exactly hafara works, and whether you can be mefer a neder before you actually hear about the neder, because we're going to see what the Mishnah describes. It seems to be a proactive hafara, saying like any neder that you make or any neder that you did make should be mufer. And the question that the Gemara is going to ask, well, does this mean that you didn't have to hear the neder in order to be mufer, in order to be mafer the neder, or does it maybe mean that the reason that you make the statement of any neder that you've taken until this point should be mufer, because that statement is going to serve as a springboard for a conversation about nedarim, and once she's having a conversation about nedarim, she'll be mefaret all the nedarim, she'll explain all the nedarim that she took, and then once you hear the neder, then you could be made for the neder. So that conversation, that discussion begins today, carries over into tomorrow's daf. So let's actually pick up from Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, halfway down, just to read the question again to get back into the flow of the sugya. So said the Gemara, Iboy Lehu, so gerushin kishtika dami oka kama dami. Says gerushin like shtika, or is gerushin like an actual kiyam ha-neder? So lamai nafkamina, so what's a nafkamina? Kagonshin nadra, that for example, she made a neder, v'shama bala, the Baal heard about the neder, v'girsha, and then was v'garisher, v'ahadre b'yoma, and then took her back in marriage on that day. Again, we explained yesterday the reason that the Baal had to take her back in marriage on that day was because he heard about the neder before he divorced the woman, and the only time he's able to be made for the neder is if he's made for the neder within a 24-hour period. And therefore, even if gerushin is like shtika and it's not like a kiyum, the only way he'll be able to make for the neder after he takes her back in marriage will be if it's within that same 24-hour period. So says the Gemara like this, Iyamar mar kishtika dami, if you want to say that gerushin is like shtika, then matzi meferla, then he can be made for her neder, because the divorce is no worse than shtika, he's still within the 24-hour period, and therefore he can be made for the neder. Iyamar mar ka kama dami, however, if you want to say that gerushin is like a hakama, that the gerushin is actually like a kiyum, it's even worse than a shtika, then lo masi meferla. Then he's not going to be mefer. He's not going to be able to be mefer. To be made for the neder. The Ron wants to prove from here. Incidentally, we didn't have an opportunity to mention yesterday that the Ron wants to prove that that the Baal that we're talking about over here doesn't mean a Baal of Nisuin. It means a Baal of Erusin. Why? Because what we had said was that this case applies not only if the same husband takes her back after divorcing her, but even if a different guy takes her back after she's divorced. And the Ron had explained the reason that we're talking about where her husband takes her back is because it's a, you know, milsa gavurcha kamash malon, that's the milsa d'shchicha, that when you have a woman who's divorced, who else is going to take her back the same day that she's divorced? It's not any other guy, it's rather it's going to be your husband. Right, so now, if according to the Ron, this din applies, whether it's her original husband taking her back or whether it's another husband taking her back, if it's another husband taking her back, then how could that husband be mefer a neder that was made before they got married? I thought ein abal mefer bekodmin. So that, right, the husband cannot be mefer a neder that was taken before they got married. So that's why the Ron says that this baal that we're talking about over here is lav dafka baal de nesua. It's a baal of erusin. And because it's a baal of erusin, and as we've been seeing over the past couple of days, an arus is mefer only with the koach of the father. That's why legabe arus, there's no such thing as a neder bekodmin. There's no such rule of ein abal mefer bekodmin, because legabe the father, there is no kodmin, and the arus is always being made for a neder in conjunction with the father. So therefore, the Ron says the way you have to set up this case in order to learn it, that it applies even when she's married to a different guy in her second time, the different guy is got to be not a baal of nesuin, but rather a baal of erusin. And if gerushin is like shtika, how could he be made for the neder that was made under the auspices and under the jurisdiction of the first baal? It's because he's mefer with the shutfus of the av, and ain't a baal mefer bekodman doesn't apply to an arus. All right, so that's just the way the Ron learns this case. We didn't have an opportunity to explain yesterday, but in any event, what the question that's posed over here is gerushin like shtika, nafkamina? What happens if the girl took a neder, then was divorced, and then gets married again? So can the baal be made for the neder after a gerushin? So Toshma, so says the Gemara, Raya, Tapavayim, Bezim, and Aleph. So Emesai Amru, when do they say that Mesa Baal Nisrokna Rishus La'av, that when the husband dies, the Rishus to be made for the neder is transferred to the father through this concept of Nisrokna? That's only Bizman Shelo Shama HaBaal, if either the Baal didn't hear about the neder. Oh, Shashama Vahafar, or if he heard about the nether and he was made for the nether. Oh, Shashama Vashasak, or if he heard about the nether and he was Shosek, Umes Bo Bayom, and he dies on that day. Because if he died the next day, after hearing the nether, then the nether would be Mekuyam, because he only has a 24-hour period within which to be made for the nether. Now, it's apparent that this Brisa is talking about all of the cases where Nisrokna would apply, in other words, all of the cases where the Baal was not Mekayim the Neder. And the three examples that were given were where he didn't hear about the Neder, or he heard about the Neder and he was made for the Neder, or he heard about the Neder and he died on that day. Now, what it doesn't say is, Vi Amrit Gerushin Kishtika Dami, and if you wanted to say that Gerushin is like Shtika, that it's no worse than Shtika, so Lisni Nami Oshama Vigiresh, so why don't we also say, well, another case of Nisrokna, where the Neder was not Mekuyam, could be if the husband heard about the neder and divorced his wife. If gerushin is like shtika, that should also be a situation where the neder was not mekuyam. So says the Gemara, midelo tanihachi, from the fact that it doesn't say like this, shmamino gerushin kakama dami, it's mashma that gerushin is not like shtika. Gerushin is like a kiyam. So why don't you give me an example of a gerushin in the case of Nisrokna? Because we know that Nisrokna only applies when the Baal hasn't previously been Mekayim the Neder. But if he divorced his wife, then that divorce would constitute a de facto kiyam, And because it would constitute a de facto kiyum, the nether would no longer be eligible for nisrokna la'av. So don't we see a raya from this brisa? So says the Gemara, yeah, maybe you think you can make a diyuk from this part of the brisa, but ema seifa, but look at the end of the brisa. Aval, now this is going to be describing the situations where there is no nisrokna, because the nether rather has already been mekuyam. Aval im shama vekiyam, but if the Baal heard the nether and was mekayam the nether, O shama v'shasak, or if he heard the nether and was shosek umes biyom shel achrav, and dies the next day. In other words, there was a 24-hour period or longer of shtika that elapsed, after which the nether can no longer be mufar. Then ein yachal lahafer. Then he's not able to be made for the nether because the nether was already mekuyam at the time of the husband's death. And because the nether was already mekuyam at the time of the husband's death, there's nothing to be nisrokna, there's nothing to be nisroken la'av, because the nether's already mekuyam, a nether that's already been mekuyam obviously can't be mufar. Okay, so says the Gemara, now the raya is like this, v'yamrit gerushin ka'kama dami. So if you wanted to tell me that gerushin is like kiyam, because we wanted to prove from the ratio of the brisa that gerushin was like kiyam, but if gerushin is like kiyam, listenay, so then we should be goresh, oh, shama v'giresh. One of the examples of a neder being mekuyam and therefore ineligible for nisrokna should be if he heard the neder and divorced the girl, because if divorcing the girl is like a kiyam on neder, that should have been stated in the seifa. Elamid loktani hachi, from the fact that it doesn't use gerushin as an example of a way to be mekayim a neder, shmami na gerushin kishtika damu. So we see that gerushin is not like a kiyam a neder, gerushin is like shtika, it's neither here nor there. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right, elamayal lekalamashmamina, from this brisa, you can't prove that gerushin is either like shtika or like kiyam, because from the reisha we were medayik, from the fact that gerushin wasn't listed in those things that is not mekayim and neder, it seemed that gerushin was like a kiyam. From the seifa of the brisa, where gerushin wasn't listed among those things that are mekayim and neder, it shows that gerushin is not like kiyam. So we can't be medayik one way or another from this brisa. And however, the way you explain the brisa is like this: I reisha dafka. If the reisha is dafka, then nasav seifa mishum reisha. The point of the brisa is the brisa is trying to be symmetrical. So in other words, everything that's mentioned in the reisha of the brisa, its antithesis is mentioned in the seifa of the brisa. So in other words, in the reisha of the brisa, it says, shama omeis bo bayom, and in the seifa of the brisa, it says, shama omeis lamachar. In the reisha of the brisa, it says, lo shama, the seifa is talking all about cases of shama. The Reisha is talking about Shama V'Hafer, the Seifa is talking about Shama V'Kiyim. Now, Gerushin, it either is or it's not. It's either like Shtika or it's like Kiyim, so there's no opposite to say in the Seifa of the Brisa. And E Seifa Dafka, and if the Seifa of the Brisa is Dafka, and then Nasav Reisha Misham Seifa, then we purposely, in the Reisha, only talk about those things that have their opposite in the Seifa. So what the Gemara is saying is, look, basically, Gerushin will fall into one of these buckets. We don't know which bucket it falls into, but you can't bring a raya from this brisa because this brisa only talks about things that can be mentioned in the reisha and then they're opposite in the seifa or vice versa. So the Gilyan Ashas asks over here that there lechora would have been a way for the brisa to deal with the case of Gerushin, even if it wants to use the opposite. Why? Because if Gerushin is like Kiyam, then you can't learn Gerushin here in this brisa because it only works one way. But if Gerushin is like Shtika, then Lechora, the Mishnah could have said, Shama v'shasak v'giresh hayom, and in the Seifa could have said, Shama v'shasak v'giresh lamachar. In other words, it could have added the case of Gerushin into the case of Shama v'shasak. We already have opposites in the Reisha, it says Shama v'shasak umeis bo bayom, and in the Seifa it says Shama v'shasak umeis lamachar. So if Gerushin is like Shtika, you could have just built in Gerushin to the case of Shtika, and it would have been Shama v'shasak o gireish hayom, Shama v'shasak o gireish lamachar. So the Gilyan Ashas asked Lechora, that should be a raya, that Gerushin is like Kiyum, and that's why Gerushin isn't mentioned, because if it were like Shtika, there would have been a way to offset the two cases to deal with, to be opposites, where you have a case in the Reisha and the case in the Seifa that are opposites of each other. That's what the Gilyan Hashas asks. So says the Gemara a little bit more than halfway down. So now we're going to try to bring another Raya to resolve this question. So Toshma. So the Gemara brings a Raya like this. So Nadra v'hi Arusa. If she takes a neder when she's in Arusa, v'nis Garsha, and she has a Gerushin and she gets divorced, v'nis Arsa bo bayom, And she then has another Erusin on that day, afilu lemeya, even to 100 different men. So what did we said? Avio bala achron mefira nedareh. Then her father and her last husband and her last arus can be made for the neder. So shmamina gerushin kishtika damu. So we see obviously that gerushin is like shtika. Why? Because the ika kama damu. If gerushin would be like a kiyama neder, so mi matzi mefer arus achron nidre duukim arus rishon. Can the arus achron be mefer nedarim that the arus rishon was already mekayim? And again, what's the case? The case is she took a neder. And somebody heard the neder. I'm saying somebody purposely, because we'll see in a second who heard it. Somebody heard the neder. Then the arus divorced her. And we said, at the end of the day, she's an arusa, and if she gets engaged, even to 100 different people on that day, and it's got to be that day in order to be within the 24-hour period, but if she gets engaged to 100 different people on that day, her father and the arus achron can be made for the neder. Now, if Gerushin was like a Kiyum, then the Aras Achron would not have been able to make for the Neder, because the Aras Achron cannot be made for a Neder that the Aras Rishon was already Mekayim. So says the Gemara, V'lachav v'mayaskinan b'shalosh shama Aras Rishon. Okay, well, we're talking about where the Aras Rishon never heard about, never heard about the neder. And if the Ron explains, if the Aras Rishon never heard about the neder, then there's no tzad to say that Gerushin is like a Kiyum. In other words, yesterday when we began the sugya, we explained why would Gerushin be like a Kiyum? Gerushin would be like a Kiyum because he knows that after Gerushin, there is no possibility to be made for her Nadarim, because Gerushin takes her, it removes her from the Baal's Rishus. And that's why if he knows about the nether and he's Megarish the nether, it's an act of finality. He's like wiping his hands from her. He knows he's never going to have the opportunity to be made for her Nadarim. Now that only makes sense. That svara only makes sense if he knew about the nether, right? Because if he knew about the nether and he's being Megarish her, maybe in his Gerushin he's intending some statement. But if he didn't know about the neder and he's Megarisher, that Gerushin is not a Kiyam on neder. He can't be intending to take her out that she should leave his Rishus Lagabe Kiyam, Lagabe Aforis Nadarim after they get divorced, because he didn't even know about the neder. So says the Gemara, well, if we're dealing with a case where Lo Shama Oros Rishon, if the Oros Rishon hadn't heard about the neder, see Yachi, my ira bo bayom, afilu lachar meir yamim nami. So then why do we set up the case? We set up the case very specifically in the Gemara, that somebody heard about the neder, and they got divorced, and then she got engaged to 100 different people, even to 100 different people, and it was all on that day. Now, the only reason why you have to set up the case to be on that day is because presumably the neder was heard by someone on that day, and therefore the 24-hour period, the clock on the 24-hour period to be made for the nedarim starts ticking, and you have to get it within the 24-hour period. But if nobody heard the neder, then why do you have to get it within the 24-hour period? Because, right, bo bayom is only shayich when somebody heard the neder. So says the Gemara, so you're right, kishelo shama arus v'shama av. Somebody did hear about the neder. It just wasn't the arus that heard about the neder. It was the father that heard about the neder. So, v'shama av de bo bayom havi matzi mefer avi mekan ve'elech lo matzi mefer la. That only bo bayom the father can be the only bo bayom the father can be made for the neder. However, the only bo bayom can they be made for the neder. However, after that, they would not be able to be made for the nether at all. Okay, because the 24-hour period will have been over. So Tashma, so we try to bring another raya. So Nadra Bobayom, v'girsha, if she takes a neder bo bayom and then he divorces her, v'chzira bo bayom, and then he takes her back on that day, ein yachal lahafer, he's not able to be made for the neder. So again, shmami no gerushin ka kama damu. So we see that gerushin is like hakama, and since gerushin is like kiyam, that's why he can't be made for her nedarim after she's divorced and then after he marries her. So amri hacha benesua askinan. No, over here we're talking about nesua. And v'hainu taima dein yachal ofer misham dein abal mefer bekodman. And why is he unable to be mefer the nedarim? Not because gerushin is like kiyam, simply because ein abal mefer bekodman. So the Ran says over here, what does it mean that we're talking about in a suah? It means that we're talking about in a suah either betchila or besof. Either the first marriage is a nesuin, or the second marriage is a nesuin. Why? Because ain abal mefer bekodman. Therefore, if she was first an arusa and then she takes a neder and then she gets divorced, and then the second marriage that day is actually a nesuin to a different person, then legabe the baal of the nesuin, the neder that she took when she was under the jurisdiction of the first arus is a neder kodman and ain abal mefer bekodman, and that's why the neder cannot be mufer, not because gerushin is a kiyam, but simply by application of the rule that ain abal mefer bekodman. And if she was a nesua at the first marriage, and then the second marriage is only an erusin, it's not a nesuin, well then again, the arus can't be made for the neder. Why? Not because ain arus made for bekodman. The arus can be made for bekodman along with the shutfas of the av. The problem is, the father no longer has a shutfas here, because the father retains a shutfas only so long as there's an erusin. If there was an nesuin for the first marriage, then we know that by nesuin, she totally leaves the jurisdiction of the father. After she totally leaves the jurisdiction of the father, he doesn't get jurisdiction back. And if he doesn't get jurisdiction back, and then she has erusin with another man, the arus can only be made for in conjunction with the father. The father already is out of the picture because he already lost jurisdiction with the first marriage, and therefore the arus at the second marriage is going to be stuck. He's not going to be able to be made for the nedarim at all. So this is the conclusion of the sugya, and we haven't found a raya either way, one way or another, conclusively, whether gerushin is like shtika or whether gerushin is like akiyam, and therefore the Ran says that linin alacha, he brings the sheet of the Ramban, who says that since it's a baya de lo ifshita, since we don't resolve this question either way, then we go look chumra, and gerushin is like akiyam. We have to fear that if he gets divorced, that if you have a case where a woman takes an eder and then gets divorced, we have to fear that maybe gerushin is like kiyam, and therefore she has to abide by her neder. That neder can no longer be mufar. However, the Rashba, the Ran then brings the sheet of the Rashba, and the Rashba holds that gerushin is not like kiyam. Why? And he brings a raya from this brisa that we just learned a couple of minutes ago of where nadra v'yarusa, where she takes an eder and she's an arusa, and then she gets divorced, and then she has another erusin with even 100 different men. So what did we say? We had said we said avia obala achron mafirin nidareh. And so the Rashba brings a raya from that brisa. How can you bring a raya from that brisa? We said in the Gemara, maybe the reason that Bala Achron could be made for the Nedarim is because the Bal Rishon never heard about the Neder when he divorced her, and divorce is like a Kiyam only when he hears about the Neder. And so we wound up saying maybe he never heard about the Neder, maybe the father heard about the Neder. But you may recall yesterday we brought down this Braisa, and we were introduced to the Shita of Shmuel, where Shmuel said that the way Shmuel understood this Braisa was that it was the Arus who heard about the Neder. It was Dafka the Arus who heard about the Neder, and not the father who heard about the Neder. So, according to Shmuel, if Shmuel's tradition was that when we say Shema, we're talking about Shema Ha'arus and not Shema Ha'av, if the case was Shema Ha'arus and he divorced her, and then she got engaged to even 100 different guys, Bala Vavia Achra Avia Bala Achra Mafirina Darea, it's a raya from this brisa, according to the way Shmuel learns it, that Gerushin is like Shtika, because if Gerushin was like Kiyam, there's no way the Bala Achron would be able to be Mayfair. There's no way that the Bala Achron will be able to be Mayfair her Nadarim. So in that case, so the Ron says, well, in that case, so why doesn't the Gemara bring the Memor of Shmuel, right? If one of the ways I'm interpreting this Brisa is a Memor from Shmuel, that when we say Shama, it means Shama Ha'aros, and if we're dealing with a case of Shama Ha'aros, if we set it up as a case of Shama Ha'aros, that we could prove from here that Gerushin is like Shtika, why doesn't the Gemara bring the Memor of Shmuel? So the Ron says, well, the Derech HaGemara is that it likes to bring Rayas only from either Mishnayas or Brises. It doesn't like to bring a raya from a member of Amoraim. And then the Ron cites a Gemara that we had over a month ago, where we posed the question of Kahani Shlucha Didan or Shlucha Dishmaya. Remember, we dealt with a case over a month ago where a guy takes a neder that he's not able to have anah from a kohen. So the question is that kohen allowed to be makor of karbonos on his behalf? And we said, well, it depends. Is the kohen doing the shlichus of the bala karbon, or is the kohen doing the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does the avoda? And the Gemara here leaves it unresolved, even though in the Gemara Kedushin it's firmly proven that Kohanim are doing the Shlucha Deshmaya. So the Ron says, why didn't our Gemara bring the Raya from Gemara Kedushin that Kohanim are Shlucha Deshmaya, not Shlucha Didan? And he says again over there, because that in Kedushin it was not a Mishnah or a Brisa, it was a Memra of Amoraim. And because it was a Memra of Amoraim, we didn't bring it as a proof to the Kasha that we posed over here. So that's the way Ron explains why, according to the Shita of the Rashba, we would not bring that Memra of Shmuel as a Raya here to resolve this question. The Rashash just points out over here that he deduces from the Ron's commentary that when we say Eina Baal Mefer Bekodman, just switching gears for a second, when we say Eina Baal Mefer Bekodman, that the Baal cannot be Mefer Nidarim that were made before he got married, what if the woman made a neder when she was in Arusa to him, and then that Arus and Arusa got married? So their Erisim becomes an Asuin. Now the question is, can the Baal be Mefer a neder that she made during Erisin? Do we say Eina Baal Mefer Bekodman, that period the Baal cannot be Mefer any neder that was made before Nisuin? Or do we say Eina Baal Mefer Bekodman applies only when he's trying to be Mefer a neder that was made under somebody else's auspices, under somebody else's jurisdiction? So the Rashash says that we don't apply Eina Baal Mefer Bekodman where the Nesua, where the Nasui, where the Baal is trying to be Mefer and Neder that she made when she was an Arusa to him, because that's all part of it. It's a Hemshech of the same marriage. It's Hemshech of the same relationship, and the concept of Mefer Bekodman only applies when it was made under somebody else's jurisdiction entirely. Okay, so now flipping to Ayin Beis Amud Beis, says the Mishnah on the top of the Yamad. So Derech Tamidei Chachamim. So the Derech Tamidei Chachamim would be like this: Ad Shelo Haisa Bito Yotza Meetzlo. In other words, before Nisuin, before the father would lose jurisdiction over the daughter, Omer Lo, you would say to her, Kol Nedarim Shenadarta B'toch Beisi, any Nedarim that you took while you were in my house, Hare Ein Mufarin, they're Mufar. V'chein Abal Ad Shelo Tichanes L'Rishuso, and so to the husband, Before she enters his Rishus in Nisuin, in other words, while he's still in Arus, Amar lo, you should say to her, Kol Nedarim Shenedarta, Ad Shelo Tichansi L'Rishusi, any Nedarim that you took before you entered my Rishus, Hare Ein Mufarin, they are Mufar. Why? Shemisha Nechlisat L'Rishuso Ein Yachal Hafer. Because once she does enter his Rishus as a Nesua, he will no longer be able to be Mefer in Nedarim because Ein Abal Mefer B'Kodman. So he has to make sure to do this when he's still in Arus. And, what we're talking about over here is we're talking about where both the father and the Arus have to do this. Why? Because we've already established that we're talking about an Arus, and we know that by that we're talking about an Arusa, rather, And by an arusa, we know that avio bala mafirin adarea, they have to be made for b'shutfus. And therefore, in order to appropriately deal with all of these nadarim, you would need both the father and the husband to say any nadarim that you made up until this point should be mufer. The Ran also says, why is it derech tamidei chachamim? Why doesn't this work for everybody? He says, no, it does work for everybody. What this means is derech tamidei chachamim. In other words, if you know the halacha, and you know what you could do in order to make sure that she gets out of all these nadarim, this is the procedure that you'll follow. So says the Gemara like this, Aboy Rami Bar Chama, Baal Mao Sheyafer below Shmia. So can the Baal be Mefer a Neder without Shmia, without actually hearing about the Neder? And the Ran says the same kasha applies to an Av. Can a father be Mefer a Neder without hearing the Neder? So the Gemara, so the question is like this, Vishama Isha Dafkahu, Olav Dafkahu, it says in the Psukim, Vishama Isha, and Vishama Isha, that her husband hears about the nether. So is that dafka, that he can be made for the nether only if he hears about it? Or is that lav dafka, in other words, that he can be made for the nether even if he doesn't hear about it? The Karen Ora discusses whether the same question applies to Kiyam as well. That, in other words, in order to be Mekayim a nether, do you have to necessarily hear the nether? Or can you say any nether that you made is Mekoyim? And we know that we're makish kiyum ta'afara. We saw that a couple of days ago as well. So Amar Rava. So Rava says like this: Toshma derech tamidei chachamim. Well, look at our Mishnah. It's a derech tamidei chachamim ad shelo yotzas bito me'atzlo, before the woman leaves his rishos. In other words, before she becomes an isua. Amar lo, he says, der kol nedarim shenadarta betoch beisi harei hein mufarin. All nedarim that you took while you're in my rishos, while you were in my house, they should be mufar. Volo shama, that he didn't hear, and obviously he didn't hear about the neder. Says the Ran, how do we know he didn't hear about the neder? Maybe he did hear the neder, and he's saying, oh, look, I heard these nedarim, but every neder that you took while you were in my jurisdiction are mufer. The Ran says, because if he knew about the nedarim, the halacha is that by hafara or Torah's neder, you have to be mafarit the neder. You have to explain, you have to articulate which neder you're being mefer. Had the father heard about the nedarim, he would have expressly stipulated which nedarim he was being mefer. From the fact that he didn't, it's obvious he didn't hear about the nedarim. Our Mishnah therefore is a raya that you could be mefer a nedarim even if he didn't hear them. So says the Gemara, no, l'chi shama hu de mefer. It's when he hears about the nedarim, he's going to be mefer them. So im kein kilo shama lamali lameimar. If so, when he didn't hear about it, why is he saying this? So how kamash malan de urcha the tzurva merabanan la dure? Because the derech tamidei chachamim is that he makes this comment about being made for her nedarim, not because he intends to be made for her nedarim without hearing them, but because he knows that once he engages her in a conversation about nedarim, she's going to say, oh, you're reminding me about nedarim. While I was in your jurisdiction, while I was living in your house, I took neder XYZ and ABC, and that will trigger a conversation about the nedarim. And once they trigger a conversation about the nedarim, then he's going to hear the nedarim, and at that point he's going to be made for the nedarim. So says the Gemara, okay, let's try again. Tashma me seifa, v'chein abal, and similarly the husband, ad shelo tikonis l'rushuso, before the actual nesuin, while they're still in Erisin, Amar lo, he should say to her, he should say that all the nedarim that you took until this point, they should be mufer. So it's obvious that he didn't hear these nedarim, yet he's being made for them. So Amar hachanami damar lelchi shamana. So also over here, what we're talking about is where the guy says lechi shamana. So if you look at the Ran over here, the Ran says that there were two girsos, and you see the little os bays over here by the hagos vitziyunim, and over there it actually deletes the word hachanami. So there were two girsos over here. One which said the first girsa says hachanami lechi shama, that the Baal's intent is that she should initiate a discussion about the nedarim, which is going to lead her to inform him of all of the nedarim, at which point he's going to be made for the nedarim. So in other words, it's the same thing as we said by the Av, that he's not being made for the nedarim now without hearing them. He's using this as an entree to the conversation about nedarim, which is going to lead her to be mefarit them, and once he hears about them, he's going to be made for them. But there's another girsa that doesn't say hachinami lefi shama. The other girsa Tosa says, "Di Omar lechi shamana," that the husband can state his afara now, and the afara is going to take effect after he actually hears about the neder. Now the Gemara couldn't use this explanation, says the Ran, in the first part of the Mishnah, Lagabe Afara Sa'av, because the father's revocation cannot possibly take effect after Nisuin, because she's no longer in his jurisdiction. So therefore you couldn't say Lechi Shamana. However, the husband's afara, in other words, he could state a afara now with the afara to take effect after he hears about the nedarim, because both at the time that the afara is stated, as well as the time that he hears about the nedarim, she's going to be totally in his rishus. And if he does it like this, then it's okay, because the father did his part by being made for the nedarim, by being made for all of the nedarim on his end, and the husband, the arus, is doing his part by enunciating the hafara now, even though he says l'chi shamana, even though the hafara is actually going to be triggered later after nesuin, because he's maschil, because he begins the hafara now during erusin, it's okay, and they can take effect jointly, even though the husband's revocation is really only effective after, it's really only effective after he hears about the nedarim. The Ran says, well, you know, maybe we don't even have to say that the husband's revocation is effective after he hears about the nedarim. Maybe what happens when he uses this formulation is that when he says l'chi shamana, what he means to say is, because he expresses his afara now, and the trigger to the afara is after he hears about the nedarim, maybe then the hafara is going to be chal l'mafreya. Maybe the hafara could be chal retroactively, not from the time that he hears about the neder, but from the time that he actually stated the hafara. And that's why it could take effect jointly, because the hafara is actually effective retroactively back to the time when she was in Arusa. But we saw over here there is two ways of explaining what's happening by the Arus. Either the Arus is also engaging her in conversation and attempting to get her to enunciate her Nadarim, or what he's doing is he's expressing Hafara now that's going to be Chal when he hears about the Nadarim. By a father, the only way to explain it is where he's baiting her into a conversation where she's going to talk about the Nadarim, but we can't say that he's setting up Hafara now to be Chal when he hears about them, because by the time he hears about them, if he doesn't bait her into the conversation now, she's already going to have left his rishus. So Toshma, we learn try this raya. Homer leishto kol nedarim shetaduri. If a guy says to his wife, "All nedarim that you take acha ovo memakom ploni until I return from a certain place, arein kayamin," then they're makuyam lo amar klum. Then it's as if he didn't say anything. Why? Because again, the guy's leaving someplace and she hasn't yet made any nedarim, and he says, "Any nether that you make before I get back, she be makuyam." A nether can only be makuyam after it's made. Here, the nether was never makuyam, therefore the nether was never made, therefore it's not capable of kiyam. Arein mufarin, if however he says any nether that you make until I come back from a certain place should be mufar, then Rabbi Elazar omar mufar. Rabbi Elazar says the nedarim are mufar. We'll see later the Chachamim say the nedarim are not mufar, but the only reason the Chachamim say that nedarim are not mufar is because the nedarim were not made yet. But had the nedarim been made, it could be that even according to the Chachamim, they would agree that the nedarim are mufar, even though he didn't hear about them. Volo shama, and he never heard about the neder here. So Achanami damar lechit shamana. So also over here, he doesn't mean to be made for the nedarim now. He means when I hear about the nedarim, they should be mufar. Volo malimin hashta lechit shama leferla. So why is he saying any of this now? So good, don't say anything now. Just when you hear about the neder, be made for. So ksavar dilma matardirna hayishai. Because he's afraid maybe he's going to be too busy at that time to be Mayfair, and therefore what he says now is any nether that I later wind up hearing should be Mufar. So the Achronim over here debates again whether this means that the revocation will be effective as of the time that he hears about the nether, or whether it means that it's going to be effective retroactively. But either way, he does not intend to be made for the nether without hearing the nether. So thus far, we're without a raya. We'll continue with another attempt at a raya tomorrow, God willing.